Time for Wisconsin Life. Many people believe that anyone with a mouth can be a stand-up comedian, but standing on a stage in front of a crowd to prove how funny you are is a lot harder than it looks. High school senior Joe Schaefer tells us about his first time behind the mic.
I was raised listening to great comedians, people with the ability to turn embarrassing moments into hilarious stories. Having no shortage of embarrassments myself, I figured I could be a stand-up comic. Luckily, my hometown of Madison has a strong comedy scene. Almost every night of the week, local bars host open mics where even a teenage rookie like me can get actual stage time. I spent weeks writing jokes in preparation for my public debut. Every night I practiced in front of my parents, giving myself a glorious introduction at the start of my act. But even with only two people in the audience, I got the shakes when I heard myself say my own name. And here's Joe Schaefer! Admittedly, being terrified to do your act in your own living room is not a good sign. But I finally worked up the courage to go to an open mic at a small downtown bar. To my dismay, my parents insisted on coming with me. The place is probably full of wackos, they argued. There were only three people in the bar, all comedians. They sat far apart, each studying a notebook. In the front was a tough-looking guy in a motorcycle jacket and, strangely, a silky red wig. On the right, a man whispered his routine to himself. I caught a few alarming words about an evil twin. On the left, a young woman in a sweatshirt had her hood pulled down so tightly that only her nose was visible. Were these the wackos my parents had worried about? From the back, I craned my neck to see the other comics' notebooks. Each page was crammed with dozens of jokes. I looked at my own index card. I had four. The MC was late, giving me more time to stare at the back of the red wig and wish I'd never been born. He finally bounded in, checked the sign-up sheet, and turned to the microphone. "Please welcome the very funny Joe Schaefer?" "Schaefer," I muttered, walking up to the mic. So much for a glorious introduction. I scanned the crowd, almost half of which was my parents. My index card was smudged with sweat, barely legible. I took a deep breath and began my routine. It didn't sound funny anymore as it came out of my mouth. My jokes about being a lame high schooler seemed less like comic exaggeration and more tragically autobiographical. And yet, the other comics were kind to me. They smiled at my punchlines, and the man in the wig even laughed at a couple of them. I left the stage feeling much better than I deserved to. Their generosity encouraged me to try the open mic night again. This seemed to be a group that even a stammering high school kid might one day feel comfortable in. I figured they knew exactly what kind of person would want to do stand-up comedy. A wacko.
Joe Schaefer is a high school senior in Madison. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. For more info, check out wisconsinlife.org. Joining us now to talk more about the comedy scene in Wisconsin is Jason Stevens. He's a voice actor and co-founder of Monkey Business Institute in Madison. Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, now we just heard about someone's first experience with stand-up. What drew you to the improv side of the comedy scene?
Honestly, I went to a show one night when Madison was home to a comedy sports franchise. And I saw the folks on stage doing what I had been doing since I was a little boy. I didn't know that that was something that you could just do. So I was drawn to the unscripted nature of it, the idea that anything could happen as long as you were on stage with people who believed whatever you believed. And there were no mistakes. There were mistakes, but there weren't errors. You know, you could get away with just about anything doing improv.
Now, we've seen improv rise and fall over the years on TV.
Sure.
So can you just explain, basically, for maybe someone who's never seen improv, what is it? How does it work?
So there are different types of improvisational comedy, and there's different types of improvisation outside of comedy. For the general public's perception of improv, you'd look at Whose Line Is It Anyway, probably the most popular short-form arrangement of improv, and the audience plays a part. They give suggestions. They give ideas. That's more to ensure that the improvisers are making it up on the spot. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it also adds an element that entertains the improvisers. And then those improvisers either perform short scenes, create short character pieces, or play games inspired by those suggestions.
Now, you've done a little stand-up. You've done a lot of improv.
Yes.
I think of myself as kind of a funny person who would be terrible at both. But it seems like stand-up would be nerve-wracking. It's just you. It's all you. Is there something about safety in numbers with improv?
Each of them have their fear factor built in. With improv, the safety is that the moment you've said what you're going to say or do what you've done, it's gone. It's in the air, and now you move on to something else. So if you hit a sour note doing improv, if you do something that the audience doesn't appreciate or doesn't get, you move on to the next thing. With stand-up, you're honing your material over night after night after night of doing it. So there's terror in that for me, having to rely on my own wit and then script it and then wait for the laugh. It's all in the timing, and there's a perception to it. I'd much rather fly by the seat of my pants.
Okay, so how would it work? Say you and I were an improv troupe.
Sure.
What would a thing... So, and we'd ask, what, for a suggestion from Michelle over there?
Yes, we'd say, Michelle, can you please give us a relationship that you might... two people might have together.
So say it out loud.
Divorce.
Okay. So the way I do to handle a suggestion is often to let that suggestion influence or inspire me. Uh-huh. So when I think of divorce, we don't necessarily have to do a scene that's a divorcing couple or at a therapist's office. We can let divorce inspire us. When I think of divorce, I think about two people doing the best they can to get along. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's our scene. So we'd go into it. Wherever we happen to be, that's a really nice hat you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. And I'd have to say something like, oh, thank you. I got it at the store down the street.
Oh, you shop down there.
Well, what's wrong with down there?
Oh, nothing. Nothing's
wrong with...
Well,
wait. You judged that.
Did I?
Hmm? You had that look. You know the look.
What look?
You know, like when I say I like mixed martial arts. That look.
That's a... It's a horrible hat. I take it back. Everything I said.
Okay, so that's improv, and we've demonstrated my shortcomings on improv. But as I understand it, the key is yes and. You take the thing the other person said.
Yes.
You never shoot it down.
Correct. You let that influence you. You let that flavor you. And, you know, a lot of people will say different things about improv, how it's a character piece. You know, improv is all about characters. Mm-hmm. It's all about story. And that's really true, because even in a short-form improv setting, you'll have some games that really don't rely much on character. Mm-hmm. And that's really accessible, and it's really fun to watch. But I think you also need those fun stories mm-hmm. in improv.
What is it? What's the main skill that it takes to be good at improv and to be a real contributor to make that spontaneous scene really funny?
Being present.
Okay.
Without question, being present and being able to listen and enjoy what's going on in front of you, seeing your scene partners and hearing them. And luckily that translates really well into a lot of different things.
So the key, it sounds like, oh, you can't be like, this was funny when I did it yesterday, so I'm going to do that again today.
Exactly. And you can't,
it's the opposite of stand-up.
Yeah, and you can't go into it with an idea that, you know, I have this thought in my head, you are a butcher and I'm a farmer and I'm going to sell you this pig. Because when I walk on stage, you're going to maybe tell me who I am or infer who you are. So you can't go into it with an idea. You have to let that happen.
Well, I'm going to shift gears to a bit of your comedic life
sure.
away from improv. You do... And get work doing impersonations.
Yes, I do. I do a variety of celebrity impersonations. For instance, I'm well known for my Morgan Freeman impersonation. I
I don't know when it was that I found I could impersonate Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, how do you stumble onto that?
I think it just happened. One day I was talking and thought, oh, that sounds like Morgan Freeman. So I do a lot of natural voice work, but part of the flexibility that I've got is to do the impersonations.
And you've done Morgan, you're big in Australia as Morgan Freeman, I understand.
Australia and New Zealand. I even get work in other countries as the president, Barack Obama. And, you know, that's unusual to me because when you think about other countries, I'm a rock star there. You know, how does that work?
And it's, you do a Christopher Walken to a more commonly done impersonation.
Yeah, yeah. Look, everybody does a Christopher Walken impression. It's commonplace mostly, but it comes in handy.
It comes in handy. All right. Well, so if somebody, just getting back to improv for a moment, if somebody wanted to give it a try yes. around the state, I know you're here in Madison, there's mm-hmm. other improv groups around the state.
Yeah.
How do they do it? How do you make your first step?
Well, first of all, go to see an improv show, because especially in Madison where you've got multiple improv groups that are all vying to entertain you, it's helpful to see what everyone offers, and it's helpful to meet the people who improvise and get to know them. And then from there, take a class. And then, take another class if you like it.
All right. And so you can do that in a safe space. You don't have to start right off in front of a crowd.
Absolutely. Classes, improv classes, are safe places where you are encouraged to take chances and fail.
Well, Jason, thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much.
That's Jason Stevens. He's a voice actor and a co-founder of Monkey Business Institute. That's an improv group in Madison.